Welcome to the Divorcing Dorothy podcast, where we bring clarity to the divorce process so you can move forward informed, steady, and empowered. Today we're talking about the biggest mistake people make during divorce. It's not hiring the wrong attorney. It's not misfiling paperwork. It's not even choosing litigation over mediation. The biggest mistake is this: making permanent legal and financial decisions based on temporary emotions. Divorce is deeply emotional. There may be anger, betrayal, fear about finances, or anxiety about your children's future. All of those feelings are valid. But in California, divorce is governed by statute, not emotion. California is a community property state. That means, generally, assets and debts acquired during marriage are divided 50-50. Retirement accounts, real estate, income, even certain debts, they're part of the legal framework, whether you're feeling hurt or not. When decisions are driven by emotion, people often rush into aggressive litigation just to win, refuse reasonable settlement options out of pride, or agree to terms quickly just to be done without fully understanding the long-term financial consequences. And here's the reality: the agreement you sign will shape your financial life for years, sometimes decades. Another costly mistake is failing to understand the numbers. Not all assets are equal. A retirement account has tax implications. Keeping the family home may feel stabilizing, but can you afford it long-term on one income? Have you run a 5-year cash flow projection? Divorce isn't just the end of a marriage. It's the restructuring of your legal and financial future. The goal is not to win. The goal is stability. The people who navigate divorce most successfully are not the loudest or the most aggressive. They are the most informed. They pause. They get educated. They separate emotional processing from legal strategy. If you're in the middle of divorce or considering it, ask yourself, am I reacting or am I planning? Because clarity creates confidence, and preparation creates peace. Thank you for listening to the Divorcing Dorothy podcast. If this episode helped you, share it with someone who may need it. And join us next time as we continue bringing transparency to the divorce process.